This morning we have a guest with us on the phone, Craig Fredin, counselor at the Atlantic High School, with us here this morning. We're going to talk about some important stuff that you can learn with an event coming up this evening at the high school here in Atlantic. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
No, you bet. I'm glad to be with you here and give the listening audience some information about the programs going on tonight at the high school.
Absolutely. Well, I know you've got a college event, a career in college event coming up tonight for folks to take advantage of. It says here in the information in front of me, it's primarily for high school juniors and their parents. What will they learn?
Well, the meeting for juniors and their parents is a financial aid night. They're going to get some information from the College Planning Center dealing with the financial aid process. The FAFSA application and understanding some of the FAFSA results, and just understanding the cost of colleges, where they'll compare different kinds of colleges, different kinds of loans available, different financial aid options, and really where to go for help.
Yeah, you deal with this all the time, so it's probably not sticker shock so much for you, but for some parents who might have a first-time student, maybe this is their first child who's getting to the point now where they're looking at their future and they're thinking, well, hey, I went to college back in the day. I know what the issues are. It's really pretty different right now, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, there's so many more funding options available and different resources to help. The Iowa College Access Network, who puts this on, you know, they used to be called a College Planning Center, does a great job. All their services are free. They'll work with parents on how to go about funding, how to go about the FAFSA form. And, you know, the programs move now to the spring primarily because the FAFSA form is now due or can be opened up on October 1st. It used to be after January 1st, but now they've opened it up earlier, so we want parents to be informed earlier so they get started before the junior year is done.
You bet. Is this primarily for students seeking college? I know it says career and college planning. Is it primarily based on college financing?
Well, the financial aid program at 7 o'clock is. It's primarily for the juniors and their parents looking at, you know, maybe a two-year technical school, even a one-year program, just learning how to get the funding available for that particular program. But there's also a program at 6 o'clock that's really the career and college planning program. That's for sophomores and their parents, so they can start getting a head start on looking at different kinds of career options, getting an idea of how admissions work. So, again, we're moving them up a little bit, too. You know, generally it's been a junior-senior type meeting. Now we've gone more to junior and sophomores. So the sophomores and their parents are meeting at 6 o'clock in the high school commons, and the juniors and their parents will be 7 o'clock in the high school commons.
Are parents required to attend with their students?
No, they're not required, but we really encourage parents to be there. They've got more questions, you know, pertaining to the finances, especially the junior parents. You know, before they know it, they'll be working on that FAFSA form, you know, and filling out the college applications and those kinds of things. And with the October 1st opening of the FAFSA form, that's just not very far down the road.
Have there been a lot of changes in the FAFSA form here in recent years for somebody who maybe did it a few years ago?
Well, yeah, the changes have been fairly positive now because it's an October 1st opening for the FAFSA to be applied for. They use the prior year's taxes. So for students going to school in 2018, parents are able to use the 2016 tax forms. So they've already been figured. They don't have to wait on taxes. And they have an IRS retrieval tool now where the parents can put their information in, push the retrieval tool, and it'll pull all the information from their 2016 taxes and automatically preload it. So, you know, it's gotten much easier than it used to be.
Wow. Yeah, that is a lot easier than it used to be. Don't need to sharpen quite as many pencils anymore.
No, there's still a worksheet to do, though, to work through it first. And the nice thing about the computerized program now for the FAFSA, if you make a mistake with your math or anything, it won't allow you to go on until you correct it, and it'll highlight it. So, you know, it really has simplified things quite a bit.
Sure. So is it largely then financial aid, or will students hear some other things? Will they get some other tips and pointers on if they haven't selected a school yet or what they might be thinking about for their own future?
Yeah, they'll get some some information concerning the types of schools to look at, and you know, one of the key things that Iowa College Access Network emphasizes is not to look at the sticker price right away, because, you know, of course the private colleges are quite a bit more expensive as far as the sticker price than the public schools, but by the time their financial aid packages come out and those kinds of things, oftentimes it's very comparable. You know, so, you know, they really try to emphasize, look for the best program for what you're interested in, not necessarily looking at the sticker price.
Well, there's so many different options. I'm sure you deal with that all the time. There's so many options now for students with regard to scholarships. When we hear scholarship, a lot of times we go immediately to like the big ones, you know, the big academic scholarships, the athletic scholarships. But there are all kinds of privately funded scholarships that might be, oh, $500, $1,000 or somewhere in there. If you bunch enough of those together along with other financial aid packages, you can really help yourself out.
Yeah, you certainly can. You know, a lot of times students will go to, you know, a college like Simpson or Buena Vista or Grinnell or another school like that, and, you know, on the surface, the price looks just too expensive to afford it, you know, $35,000 to $40,000 a year. But when the financial aid packages all come through with the scholarships awarded by private institutions and the schools themselves, you know, oftentimes it's very comparable to going to Iowa State, Iowa, or UNI.
Yeah, and if you ever doubt that, stop by senior night here in Atlantic sometime and see all those kids that march up and down getting all these scholarship awards.
Yeah, and that's coming up in May. You know, we're, as a matter of fact, you know, last night we did the some of the selection for the foundation scholarships, and we've got students turning in scholarships just right and left now, you know, and there are a lot of opportunities, and a lot of the scholarships we offer locally are renewable for a second and a third year, you know, so, and the students in Atlantic are really lucky to have the support of the community.
Craig, when I was in high school, it seemed like the only time we really had much time with our advisors, our counselors, was, you know, really if they thought we weren't doing quite as well as we maybe should have in this course or that course. We really didn't spend a lot of time with them on career choices and college choices and things like that, the future, unless we initiated the whole process. Do you spend a lot more time with students discussing a lot of those important issues?
Well, yeah, the state's really put a requirement in for students in the eighth grade to have a four-year plan and then to have a career program the students work on their freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year that, you know, looks at their different interests, at their skills, at the courses they're taking, and different kinds of careers that fit those. And so there's always an update going on, and we have a new program we're using next year through Iowa State. They put that out for high schools to use that does pretty much the same thing. You know, the students are able to look at where their interests lie and look at the careers that match those interests and then eventually match schools to it as well. So, you know, there's a lot of tools that we use. We do that primarily maybe in the English classes, or we may do it in our seminar time, and work with the students on updating all their career information. And by the time they get out of school, they have a pretty good idea of where their strengths lie and where their interests lie.
Wow, that takes a lot of the stress off, because when we hear so much about how much these schools can cost and the cost of an education, the length of time and the amount of money it might take to pay off those student loans and things, it just seems like so much pressure to get it right.
Well, and it really is, you know, but, you know, we do a lot of counseling or guidance, I guess, as far as students maybe starting at a two-year program to get their prereqs out of the way if they're not really sure what they want to go into. And, you know, go to a community college and pick up a lot of the prereqs, and then along the way at those 2 years, either look to get a degree, an associate's degree at the end of the 2 years, or a transfer degree for a bachelor's. You know, I know a lot of students now are starting that route because it is quite a bit less expensive to start at a community college than transfer to a four-year school. So, you know, there's some pretty wise choices students are making now as far as trying to be financially sound.
Yeah, so many students get a head start anyway with some of the core courses, the college courses they're taking when they're in high school yet. Do you remember back when we used to refer to them as VOTEC schools and we just thought they were trade organizations? Boy, they're a lot different now.
Well, they sure are. You know, we'll have students that will graduate anywhere from 15 to 30 college credits, depending on the number of college classes they take. We offer quite a few in-house, and we also work here at the Iowa Western Center. A lot of our students, their senior year, will spend half the day down at Iowa Western, and they can actually earn up to 23 credits per year if it works into their schedule right to get them jump-started into college.
That's a great benefit. All right, so coming up tonight, do they need to bring anything with them?
No, they might want to bring a notebook to take some notes down, but, you know, it's a very important meeting, especially for the juniors and their parents. Again, that starts at 7 o'clock. That's the financial aid presentation. And then to get kind of a jump start on college for the sophomores and their parents, that starts at 6 o'clock.
All right. And is this just for Atlantic students, or is anyone welcome?
Anyone is welcome to come. Most schools across the state set up these meetings working with the Iowa College Access Network. Their reps are on the road continually, and they just used to work out of Des Moines, but now they have 5 centers around the state, and so they're going to almost every high school that they can get into to kind of spread this information to help students make good choices for careers and help fund some of their education.
Excellent. Well, that we're talking about gaining knowledge, so get there tonight, gain some knowledge so you make all those proper decisions. Craig, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim.